Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order, the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee, dated January 19, 2016. Krista, would you call the roll, please?
James Maloney?
Present.
Hector Rodriguez?
Present.
Jennifer Swartz-Ferkey?
Present.
James Dorn?
Here.
Ron Lutz?
Present.
Herb Litz? And Mary Beth Mayo?
For the record, Mary Beth is on vacation, and her Blitz is at a construction meeting. All right. I want to welcome everybody. I'm glad to, good to see everyone. For a matter of decorum, if anyone would like to speak or whatever, just, you know, signal so we don't have chaos and mayhem and everything. A lot of times, over the past couple of years, we, once in a while, got a little out of hand. So, I see you there, Hector. And this is for everyone's, let's see, what's the right word? Knowledge. Legislator Rodriguez has agreed to be my deputy chairman. Thank you for that, Hector.
No problem.
All right, let's see. Everyone was presented with the minutes of the December 1st meeting. I think I'm the only person here that was here in 2015.
Well, right now we're looking at three Britain-speaking new members to the legislature. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't on the committee. So. Well, however, that said, Victoria did assure me that, yes, we can still move minutes for. So if you would make a motion.
If you'd like to make it.
I would like to make a motion. Chair.
Second to the motion.
There you go.
Any discussion, additions, changes, or deletions? Let's move right along. All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. All right, resolutions that will be presented at our January 26th regular meeting. We're going to be postponing resolution number 1, also resolution number 13, and resolution 4, which is resolution 18. It was brought to my attention that there's some questions and people would like more time to review the documents. Mm-hmm. Okay? So just... Okay. Yes?
Sure. I certainly appreciate that. There's a lot of new members on the committee even more further. I think last year we had a lot of good dialogue, a lot of good partnership working together to move a lot of things along last year. You know, it's appropriate for the members to be comfortable. I hope that I'd like to send it off to the chairman to figure out the right way to keep the committee up in three different forms. Somebody has the chairman take down the show because they're coming in quarterly. So we plan on continuing that. That works for you. And again, obviously, the project is also, the tourism director is here too. And we'd be happy to bring some folks to the different folks who are into the next meeting to do a full presentation of kind of their activities for the past year, what we've accomplished, and then what some of our plans are going forward as we help these operations with the committee.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you,
Kevin. Okay. Typically, there's a lot of resolutions and a lot of different things, so that's why, really the department is.
Sure.
And I thank our tourism director and our planning people for being here tonight. Okay. Moving right along. Resolution number 2, which is resolution 14, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Luminaries Publishing, and Department of Tourism.
I'll check that out a little bit if you want.
Do you want to give the committee a brief?
Yes,
I'm
excited. This year, Luminary Publishing, which has been tried in the past, was selected. They did a couple of work-winning jobs for us in the past, so we're going to present another great job for us. So obviously I feel very highly of them, and the competition is very stiff in the RFP, but they were selected, and they are based in Kingston.
Very good. Any questions for a tourism director?
So who else bid on the contract?
Let's see, we had, that's a good question, Jennifer. We had, the Creighton Associates, which was a Westchester firm. They did our guide the previous year. We also had DBG&G bid on it, and we also had App Workshop, which was another class. I came in as the low bidder, and I thought that we had a committee on five people on the committee, and we thought that not only were they a low bidder, but they also came up with some really great creative ideas, so that's why I'm more excited.
Motion to approve the resolution.
So move.
For a second. Okay. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those who signify approve, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, resolution number 17, number 3 on the list. Approving the execution of a contract causing the aggregated contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and the National Department of Information Services. Everyone was given a schedule showing all of what it entailed with the contract amendments. Is she here? Let's see. 17. Amendment 10 extends. Number 7 extends the agreement for maintenance of IBM hardware as Golden Accounting. So that's all of the IBM hardware.
I think it is like the servers or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
So move.
Okay, a second.
I'll second.
Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those who approve it, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay, resolution 18 is postponed. Resolution number 40, number 5 on the list. Designating the Elsa County Department of Tourism as the official tourism promotion agency of Elsa County.
Okay. Patty and I have a question.
Yes, please.
I mean, do we trust her?
I think. Are
we sure about that?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Very good. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion, questions?
On a more serious note, I mean, we have to do this, it's kind of a pro forma thing where we do this every year to designate them as our specific I Love New York agency so that way they can receive the funding. So I may have made the joke about Rick earlier, but he did a great job, but also on top of that, we have to do this to ensure that continues.
Thank you, Hector. All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution 41, number 6 on your list, amending the 2016 Elsa County budget, appropriating unexpended grant funds from the New York State Department of State, Department of Service. Rick, care to give us a quick update on this?
Yes, we spent, as you can see, a little more than half of the state grant for moving from our previous location, 7 Westport, down to 20 Broadway. I invite any of the committee members to please come down. We've been down there for 3 years in May at Jefferson. It's fantastic. And part of the grant was to move to carpeting, have the different equipment. So we did not spend the entire grant. So every year we have to, if we want to keep the money, we're going to we have to get a new resolution. We have some ideas moving forward on what we may do with this, so something that's really good to have some money left over. Signage, we talked about lighting, and some other things with physical building itself.
It's the dollars can be used for the operation,
especially
for improvements.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Yeah, move it.
I'll move it, sure.
Second. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. All right. Let's see. Just on the tourism note, I did read, where was it, the Kingston Times? It was an article on tourism, $514 million.
Correct, sir. If you don't mind me passing.
Not at all.
Just updated with tourism spending, and also we have records said that.
And just so everyone knows, Suzanne Holt would have been here this evening, but she is in Albany at a conference, I believe.
Rick, you have the larger, you know, how they usually do the big details.
Yes.
Would you be able to give that to us?
It would definitely provide us the next meeting. You're talking about the Australian on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Resolution, I'd like to group resolutions 7, 8, and 9, which is resolution 42, 43, and 44. They are appointing members to planning boards in the village of Newport, the town of Kingston, and the town of Worsing. And I think there's another one on the number 17, resolution 70. I'd like to group those four. They're wanted by their individual municipalities. We'll need to stand in the way. So.
So moved.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 45, which is resolution 10 on your list, is the adopting and issuing a negative declaration of the State Environmental Quality Review Act. By the County of Oak Legislature for the construction of Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Capital Project 451, Department of Planning. Chris, thank you for providing everyone with the aerials. And I've been making
For the new members, I'm Chris White, Deputy Director of Planning. The Hudson Valley Rail Trail is a project for which we applied for federal money and received a grant for $1.6 million towards the $2 million project. It was a competitive grant of federal funds. This project builds on the existing Hudson Valley Rail Trail. That project right now runs to Tony Williams Park at about 3.5 miles. The town of Lloyd is doing an extension this spring, taking it another 3/4 mile, and then we're going to take it the next 1.25 miles to South Street. And the eventual goal is to bring this all the way to New Falls and connect it to the Walkfield Valley, part of having our rail trails interconnected. The stage that we're at is there's a formula that you go through with the federal government. We're in the draft design stage. We submitted that to the DOT back in December. We've gotten some comments back. We've made some adjustments on the alignment. For instance, on one of the maps where you can see across from the Lowe's, we had to move the parking lot a little bit eastward from what it originally had been. We moved the trail alignment slightly to avoid wetlands, and we don't anticipate there will be any impact on wetlands. So, we've been trying to listen to the community, listen to the DOT, and because we have a tight timeline on the project, just make adjustments now before we get too far down the road. This project hopefully will be approved by the DOT this year and go to construction next April. And if you have any specific questions, I'd be glad to take them.
Any questions for Chris?
No questions, just to say that this is really wonderful. I live very close to this.
Everything is working very hard to technically get connection involved.
Yes.
So, a lot of good conversation going on, and I think it's within sight to really
At the end of this project, we're 3 miles from the Walkout Valley Rail Trail.
So what do you think is the timeline for the remaining?
It really is going to depend on funding. I know that the county executive is working very hard to try to get the governor's office and the DOT to program additional money or take on the next phase themselves. The next phase is all within the DOT's right of way, so it would really make sense for them to progress the project themselves. That's my hope. And at the earliest, 2018, because these do take several years, you have to go through design and final design.
Motion to approve Resolution 45.
Thank you.
So
move.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, by raising your
hand. Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Resolution 52, approving the execution of the contract, amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be assessed $50,000, entered into by County Continuum Systems, Department of Information.
Again, in the green, term of agreement for support of the on-base records management software. Do we have anybody from IS here? I don't doubt anything that you just pulled. Thank you very much.
Any further discussion or questions?
I did have a question about here in the last year, the end of last year, people raising questions about loan disputes being
I'm somebody who's complained about it over the years. But
I actually like it.
But in terms of having a secure, it's sort of a thing where, could you quote unquote get a Gmail account? Yeah, but it's not secure. It's a thing where having that type of program and having our own sort of, there's a reason why we have an IS department, right?
Right. No, I was just saying that, some people claim that it's one of the most expensive of all the systems to run.
Yes.
And somewhat outdated. No, I used it for a long time and liked it. Had higher functionality. I just wondered if that discussion was going to be picked up again to look at alternatives.
I believe Sylvia Wolford, who's the director at IS, heard legislator Bill Figlio's cry very, very loud. It wasn't approved, but she is looking to move off of that platform.
At least to know what the alternatives are.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, and Hector, legislator Rodriguez, I try to keep it informal. But I think the security issue is something that possibly overlooked.
Of course.
Carl was, you go to Gmail. We're running the account here.
I understand that. When I went to the bank, they used it as well. So it's obviously considered highly.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to understand if there are alternatives available that are competitive.
And I know that the department's been looking at a lot of evaluating alternatives. This process takes time.
Right.
I appreciate the controversy over the contract for the last session of the year, but the reality is that we can't turn off all the email and not have we have a new solution in place. The department undertook a lot of major projects this year, and it's just taking off a list, if you notice that last year we converted every copy of multi-function devices that scan and print and copy. It results in a tremendous amount of savings in the county. That was the big project last year. And they're working on this. I know that they're evaluating the solution. There are multi-function options. We want to make sure you choose one that integrates very well with the rest of the software used in the county. It's an ongoing process. I hope not to have to say about the need for the low distance service agreement. Once again,
And I would echo that. Because I'm back on this committee again. I don't know what OnBase is. I can. There are different records management software out there. Can Sylvia at least email us? Because right now we have got several other software contracts in here, and
this software, I did a financial system and approve a maintenance contract for the county made a very large investment. And this is the maintenance on records management component of the financial system.
And I'm willing to vote for it. I'm just saying that it's really a matter in which, you know, Sylvia's not here. And it would be really great if she was, so she could explain each and every single one of these, because there's more than just that is here except for today. So if you can email us, that would be helpful.
Yeah, the next one.
Also, well, just in order to deflect that kind of criticism, you know,
the reality is that some of these resolutions go to many, many committees.
And you're doing a great job. I want you to know, by the way, you're doing a great job. You know, it's not even in your area.
Got it?
What's that? What was that, Chris?
He rounded us up.
We would have barked if you had to go drag you over here.
Is there a motion to approve resolution 62?
I'll move it.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 63, approving the extension of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency Department of Planning. You want to speak on this? Is that a
simple revenue contract?
When the county restructured and executive restructured economic development, the services, literally secretarial, copier, maintenance, and rent on the contract, that's what it is. Okay, so it's, you know, all in one department, and that's the fee for the service. Okay, so motion approved.
Make that motion.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 64, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount in the excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and New World Systems, Department of Information Services.
Ken's
Deputy Executive Cornell did mention that the county made a significant investment. That was $1 million software package. So this being a component of it, we already spent $11 million for a just, very worthwhile.
Just out of curiosity, because this also came up in law enforcement, because it's the maintenance of the AGS public safety software and track interface.
Yeah, again, there will be multiple components.
So this, you know, we had some questions and, you know, we moved it along, but apparently, I guess Sudlow had said to Tom, basically, oh, well, you know, the sheriff can handle it. But, thank you. And I'll move it.
Just a question on the Schedule B, page 2. It appears it just started in 2011.
Okay.
Resolution is a motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 66, 14 on the list, approving the execution of contract amendment clause in the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 introduced by the county and James McGinnis and Associates, Department of Information Services.
Children and developmental value of ages 3 to 5. And that's the state-approved package that we use to track those services.
This sounded so confident, I just moved this up now.
Is there a second?
I feel compelled to move this.
Is there any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried unanimously. Okay. Resolution number 68, pledging national funds for ILEC New York for information. Department of Tourism. Your words?
On the resolution every year, we've gotten as little as zero.
And I'm sure with $514 million generated throughout the county, I think $67,000
So they base it on what again?
Or now on how much money you're going to spend in advertising, how much for the county or the region. There's a formula that's the state calculates what it is. Well, it basically comes down to if everybody's getting pretty much in the same ballpark, so 70,000 a year. But it's based on what you anticipate doing going forward.
Yeah. It's
a one-to-one match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say, I feel like dusting off like an old Susan argument just for giggles. Remember one year, I think we actually debated putting in, I think it was 100,000 or something like that, or 200,000 to see where it went. But if it actually says in one of the results, an amount no more than 135,000, not that we're likely to get 135,000, we actually would be obligated to actually put up $135,000, right?
If we got that much.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be. I'm just saying it's just that everybody should be aware. Yes, we're voting for big deal, sort of at the middle.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very good. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And approved. Resolution number 69, 16 on your list, authorizing Wilson County Executive to execute a contract with the New York State Housing Trust Corporation represented by the Office of Community Renewal for federal funding for the implementation of the County Development Block Grant, CDBG, amending the Wilson County Budget 2016 Department of Planning. Chris, Dennis?
The grant is an award that was received at the end of the year. It is for $750,000. It is for home ownership. It is scattered sites throughout the county except for the city of Kingston. And the reason we don't get the city of Kingston is that they have their own community development block grant award and were prohibited by rule to work in the city of Kingston. WellCare will be the implementing agency. They're listed as a sub-recipient on the grant, so they're a different pass-through. The county takes a limited amount of dollars from their education between $12,000 for administration and grants.
Okay, this is for ownership?
Ownership, IBM.
That's correct.
We have an ongoing program for housing rehab right now for $500,000, which is focused on energy efficiency, and that's ongoing right now. Okay.
Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Thank you.
That's your question.
Thank you. Yes. So, I did. All right, so we're taking administration fees on this, right?
Yeah.
And is Delco also taking administration fees on this?
Delco has program delivery fees.
And how much of the program delivery fees?
Between $90,000 to $112,000.
$90,000 to $112,000.
It's about 12% of the grant.
Oh,
$1.5 million. So it can be as low as $60,000 as high. I have to go look at the award, but they're entitled to that as part of the award. So that, those fees, by the way, the minimum fees or maximum fees are set at the state level.
I understand that, but if we're taking fees and then Rupco taking fees,
one is program delivery, one's administration.
I understand that. And they're very different things. I'm just saying, get back to people getting into the award. I understand that these things have to happen, but it's the same way. You know, we've also had concerns over the years, right, dating back over a decade about, you know, it always ends up being Rupco, and it always ends up sort of being a certain percentage, and it's, I'm not the only legislator who's got that concern. I'm not saying we're not going to vote for this, but I just bring it up.
I have a concern that I think over the years we've looked at other nonprofits to that operate on a countywide basis. There aren't any on the housing field. Part of the reason that we get these awards is because of Rupco's reputation and ability to deliver these grants. Every time we're audited, we get a stellar audit because we're responsible for the subrecipient. So they're applying through the county. The county is acting as sponsors. So part of the reason is Rupco's expertise is the reason we get these rewards. This is our third award in 3 years. So we've had two $500,000 awards plus a $750,000 award. So the fees for program delivery are set by HUD, by the state in terms of maximum fees, and Rupco never takes the maximum fee. Questions to that?
I'm just wondering last year how many folks were actually benefited from this.
On the rehab side, we're probably talking around 21 or 22. We met the goals. Anywhere between $24,000 to $35,000 per unit. We have a larger application for units as it relates to handicapped access and disability, people with disabilities. On the homeownership side, this is around $30,000 to $35,000 per unit with minor rehab. Mainly that's looking at major systems so that the house is in moving condition when you buy it. So we're providing gap financing. You have to be A, you have to be low and moderate income. And B is your bank has to basically tell you that you can't pay the house that you're going to buy, and we provide the gap financing so that it's basically in the house.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. And that concludes our resolutions, a little housekeeping. Krista, would you make sure that every member of the committee emailed notice of both the IDA meeting and the Olson County EDA? So everyone knows the next meeting of the Olson County EDA meets in this room Thursday, February 4th at 4 p.m. Speaking of our next committee meeting, which is scheduled for Tuesday, February the 2nd, but I believe
Albany.
Four of us are going to be in Albany. We could probably be back, get out of Albany 3:30 and be back here. Or we could move it to February the 4th, Thursday, after public works. It's going to be a little bit late. It's probably going to be 7:30 by the time public works gets over.
But you think all three of you are going to be, actually all four of you are going to be in NYSEC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're going to be in NYSEC, so I don't need to know. But that said, it's whatever's convenient for you guys. You guys may be up there and, talking with fellow, county officials and everything like that. So it's really your call. If you feel
like
you're
not much time.
Okay. There you go.
Thursday works for everybody?
Sure.
Thursday?
Yeah, yes. No, it's going to be
7 o'clock.
7, 7 in the week.
She would like to sit in on the public work anyway.
Okay.
One or two times.
Yeah, so it is.
I just wanted to give you an update on our broadband work. Some of you know that we were lining up a broadband study to look at gaps throughout the county and have someone come in and assess not only where we were lacking speed, but also lacking deployed infrastructure. We had lined up a company from Colorado named Magellan Advisors to do the study. We were preparing a contract, and the governor announced his new New York broadband grant program. And at the same time, he also announced the conditions of the merger between Time Warner Cable and Charter Communications. And we have decided to put the study on hold right now because there's so much happening with the merger conditions alone, and very good things. The state has basically leveraged that merger to ensure that Time Warner Cable both builds out its footprint of broadband and increases speeds from what they have now, which is a maximum 50 megabits per second to 100 megabits per second by the end of 2017, and then 300 megabits per second to 2018. We had a follow-up call with Time Warner Cable in which they also indicated to us we were going to be one of the first regions to get to 300 megabits per second. So if you have Time Warner Cable, according to their government affairs person, by July, you will have the ability to get 300 megabits per second. And the governor's new standard is 100. So we're in a good place with that. The other thing that's come out, the state announced a grant for $500 million to invite service providers to basically do a reverse auction and say, you know, we'll extend service to this, and this area for the subsidy, and then whoever puts in the lowest request for a subsidy would win that. So what we're seeing is this 1-2 punch of the merger and the grant along with the capital plan is making it so that the broadband environment is going to change radically over the next year. And by the time we finish our study, before the ink was dry, it was going to be out of date and obsolete. And the good news is a lot of the stuff that we were looking to fill is going to be happening as a result of the merger, the grant, and the capital plan. So we're going to confirm a few more things with the broadband program office in Albany, but we've withdrawn the Magellan Advisors resolution, which it had originally, and it looks like we'll probably wait and do a further assessment in 6 to 12 months and figure out, do we have gaps, you know, and really redraw what that study is. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. We gave a briefing to Ways and Means last month. I wanted you to know as well.
I think it's important to note that the increase in speeds associated with the Hudson Valley and Ulster County, like Chris was mentioning, will happen even whether or not the merger goes through. So you're looking at a substantial change in broadband environment by the end of the summer.
Will there also be an associated price increase?
One of the nice things about the merger is that there are levels of broadband that are put aside. Like if you're low income, you can get 15 megabits, which is pretty decent. You know, it's not the best, but you can get that for $15 a month. And they're also going to have to deliver a product where you hit 60 megabits per second for $59.99 a month. So again, the speeds, if you want 300 megabits per second, it's going to cost a lot. But it's driving as more gets wired and the infrastructure is put into the higher speeds, that price should go down. So it's really good news. You know, again, our concern is making sure everybody in Ulster County has high-speed broadband, even if you live up on a mountaintop or you're in a remote section. We're going to try to get to universal coverage. But right now, a lot of that is in play. So we'll come back to you in 6 months or a year, hopefully with more information as we get it.
Okay.
I think it's important to note that we've got a full scope of services and we're ready to go.
We are not patient. We agree about the resolution.
We have a final contract ready to go.
I just have one question. Is that going to be written into the contract that everybody in Ulster County will have access to the broadband?
The way that the merger conditions, Time Warner Cable is actually being acquired by Charter Communications. That will form a new entity called the New Charter. According to the merger, they have to expand service to 145,000 households that are not currently wired or that are underserved, meaning they have less than 25 megabits per second. When we talked to Time Warner, they said in our service area upstate, you know, most of the city and Westchester are already wired. They're saying that's a big chunk of what it is. So one of the questions we have outstanding to the broadband office is, you know, what realistically does that translate to for us in Ulster County? And we have pretty good coverage. I mean, we're estimating we're probably in the range of 90 to 95% coverage. Maybe this gets us to 99%, and then the one town that's not affected by it is Hardinburg because they don't have a franchise with Time Warner Cable. The other 19 towns all have franchises.
So that's going to be written into the contract then that they're going to service every resident in Ulster County. What do you say?
No.
You said their game plan was to service every resident in Ulster County with broadband.
No, I said the condition of the merger is that they have to expand the footprint of where they offer broadband within their franchise area. We're trying to determine whether that 145,000 extra households would cover everybody in Ulster. We're not clear if it does right now. And a lot remains to be seen. It's still... This was a tentative approval through the Public Service Commission. It has to go to the Federal Communications Commission, and then, so it probably wouldn't even go through with July or August.
Just my understanding of it is, it's kind of disheartening, is right now with Time Warner, if there's not in a square mile or a mile, a road mile, or a wiring mile, whatever you want to call it, if there's not X amount of houses or customers, they're not going to give it to them because it doesn't fit their structure. They won't get the money back.
The merger doesn't give a threshold. It usually was 20 homes per mile,
yeah.
And then if you get a subsidy, you get it to 10 homes per mile. We've dug through all of the PFC documents that are available, and there's nothing like that. So we're trying to assess, like, if there's 145,000 new houses that are going to be wired, they're going to run wire past them, how many of those would be in Ulster County?
I think, Ron, you understand that there are certain portions of the county, particularly within your district, where this is a significant issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And internally, our discussions have been if there's anything that remains on the table with trying to get better data on where the service is and isn't. So Chris is talking about the merger, but it's also important to note that this $500 million is still in there. Part of the other conditions of the merger is that they will apply for that money and look at reverse auctions. So the question we want to ask broadband is, we anticipate that there's going to be more than one phase of funding,
yeah.
And as those phases move out, we want to make sure that Time Warner applies for that money to get down to where they're passing all the properties in Ulster County.
They're talking about not just going to the census block area where you have two homes in a census block and they say, oh, you're covered, when 10 people up the road don't have it. The subsequent rounds of funding are available for companies like Time Warner Cable to go back and wire at a street level so that if you have five people in a census tract, a census block, you can go back and wire them. So the state felt confident that between the merger, the grant, and the existing capital plan, they think the whole state will be wired by 2018-2019. I mean, we're ahead of every other state at this point. When we talk to the national consultants, they see a major play that New York is making to become one of the most wired state, the most wired state in the nation.
Right, so the plan is to do that, but they're not guaranteeing everybody that wants broadband to get it.
The state language for the $500 million is that the governor's discussion is that they will wire the state door to door. That means
that they're going to pass the houses. Now, if you live a ways back from the road, you've got a considerable expense to get it.
No, I get that. I understand that. And again, that's a choice there, but at least they have a choice. Right now, they got no choice.
Right.
There's nothing there to offer.
To move away from that more than 20 houses per mile
right.
in order for us to get funding is to get the companies to say, we will subsidize those folks to get there. And it's both an economic issue and it's an equity issue. I mean, we've looked at it that way as well. The equity being is if you're in school and you don't have broadband service, you're pretty handicapped in terms of what you can do.
Our job, hunting,
it's
a utility.
Homework, school, I mean,
that's
what the issue was in my district.
We know that you have areas in your district that are uncovered, and we're committed to getting the county covered. It's just... the study that we have done, there are so many things in play. The speeds are changing, the prices are changing, the footprint's changing. And so rather than spend $65,000 to take a picture of something that's about to change, we want to wait the 6 months or 12 months and then focus in on areas like we're going to try to get the maps from Time Warner Cable and figure out where are you building out and where are you not building.
Can we keep the maps that you've already made and those?
We haven't made
maps of coverage yet?
We do have maps, quite frankly, because of the efforts of the prior legislation from Rochester. So we do have maps of Rochester because Rochester has highway crews out and actually looked at this. We have had discussions with Time Warner about signing a proprietary agreement with them so that they will release the maps to you so we get a better understanding of where the coverage is and isn't, because right now you're dependent upon filings with the FCC or PSC. And what we can tell from looking at Rochester is that there's some level of push gap between what the community thinks is required and what the provider thinks is required.
Well, we had a representative from Time Warner come in, and basically he said if it doesn't meet the threshold, the 20-house threshold, they're not going to get it. And that's kind of disheartening when you have a bunch of an area where people should be able to have access to this tool and they don't.
Yeah, and that's changed with respect to the $500 million.
The
governor's. The key is that and Time Warner has decided that in the past has decided to participate in subsidies. They applied for the Connect America grant to provide service in Denning, whereas Verizon has essentially set out no matter how much subsidies they were offered. So we're somewhat heartened by seeing that. The language from the Public Service Commission will require Time Warner or a new charter, the new company, to apply for funding for subsidy funding.
Okay, so just my point is, so by 2019, everybody in New York State, if they want it, should have broadband, and now maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe in 19, it's in 19, that's going to happen, or by 19.
That's what the Office of Broadband believes is going to happen.
They're making that announcement pretty much. Maybe by 20. They say the merger of build out is a 4-year period, so that would be 2020.
Well, see, please don't mean to beat it, because I don't want to hear a maybe. I want to be able to go to tell my people, you're not getting it. Or you're getting it by this date. Not maybe get their false hope up, and then they're back complaining because, well, you told me this time we're going to have it, and this time has passed, and we're still waiting.
But I understand that Time Warner Cable is not even clear what all the details of the merger mean. The merger was announced about 11 days ago by the PSC. So the folks on the ground at Time Warner, they honestly don't even know where this would take them. You know, there's also the condition we have in this merger that if another state negotiates a better deal, and there are at least 3 other states that have to sign off, New Jersey, California, and Hawaii, we get the better deal. So let's say California says, you have to do universal service within your franchise area, which we're close to, but I don't know that we have it, then New York would get that deal as well. So there's a lot at play over the next 6 months. I mean, I think one of the reasons we're pulling back the study is primarily because of the uncertainty. You know, again, we can figure out that there are roads in your district that are getting covered, but it remains to be seen whether or not Time Warner Cable is going to do it in the merger or in the second round of the grant or at some other point with some subsidy provided by another entity.
Yeah, and we've got confidence that we're very focused on this issue.
We share the goal.
Oh, no, I know. Obviously, you guys did a lot of hard work on it. I just, again, I just want to be able to give an answer, not a maybe.
Yeah. I think you can say the county is committed to working with the providers to ensure we get this to as many homes as possible.
As we learn more and things start to gel, we'll make sure we try to give a further update as,
we view it as essential as electricity.
So that's where
we share your view.
I mean, two weeks ago we had a contract for the committee to approve the other side. Mm-hmm. Things changed
It is interesting. I mean, the state leveraged almost $1 billion in public value through this merger. So we'll see how the devil's in the details, of course, so the details aren't out yet.
Thank you.
Ben, thanks for the time.
Anything, anybody else?
Anything? I just want to introduce Cassandra, who is doing her internship in political science. She's doing her last semester of political science at Columbia Green.
So
she'll be at all of my meetings and our legislative meetings, but she'll also be at City Hall with Alderman Will. She'll be doing a comparative study.
So this is a credit course.
You
picked an interesting line, didn't you, though?
So, I'll be looking to focus on one issue, so I'll be paying close attention to the people that this is the right now. A
couple of topics that be coming up very soon.
Is there a motion? Second, all those in favor? You don't want your green folders, Jennifer, so you're taking those.